Hey, this is Chris. I am at the Tapas Room in Tooting Broadway, and I am sitting here with its owner and chef patron, I guess I could say, Paul Belcher, and we're going to talk tapas, wine, and the future of what's going to be happening with the Tapas Room and a little bit about the past. So, cool. Hey, Paul, thank you so much for your time.
Absolute pleasure.
Yes, it's good to see you again, too. Last time I saw you was at Pop Brixton.
It was?
Yes, and that was the Donostia Social Club, which had its last few days very recently, right?
Yeah, we closed it on Saturday, yeah.
Why?
We've been at Pop Brixton for 3 years. We'd grown that brand really well. It's a great thing for us. And as Pop was staying for another 2 years, we thought we would let somebody else have another chance in that space, as well as giving ourselves some more time to develop our Tapas Room concept, which is obviously okay. Where we are today.
Okay. And what is the Tapas Room concept?
Compared to Donostia, Donostia is much more of a restaurant-based style concept, bar-style small plates. Mm-hmm. Tapas Room is primarily a wine bar, a wine shop, somewhere we have over 70 wines that you can buy, as well as sherries, vermouths, stuff like that. We have a beautiful but concise tapas menu, amazing cheeses, meats, great sauce products. Sometimes I feel in this case, good sourcing is as good as good cooking, you know what
yes,
I mean? So we've got some really good sauce products. We have knowledgeable staff, we have Spanish products you can take away. So especially where we are now in Tooting Broadway Market, it's a little shop, a little wine bar, a little deli, mm-hmm. kind of fits the demographic kind of where we are, and okay. it's just a nice way for us to expand our wine range.
Oh, great. Well, I, from what I'm having right now, I love your wine range. I'm trying this Palomino Mosto in Rama. So it's not quite a sherry, I guess is a good way
Absolutely.
To describe it. And it is delicious, and it doesn't seem like something I would find at most typical wine bars.
No, it's got to be different. We're kind of a focus here. I said we have over 70 wines and sherries, vermouths.
All Spanish?
All Spanish.
Okay.
But instead of sticking to the normal regions of Rioja, Rueda Duero, places like that, we are kind of fully focused on different styles of Spain, different areas for different wines. Obviously,
sure.
you're drinking a wine from the Sherry region, which is obviously famous for Sherry, but obviously this is a wine. So just trying to do different things and see different places and not just stick to what people know.
Okay. And so why Spain? What's the interest for you?
As a young chef, I lived and worked around Barcelona, Andorra, about 20 years ago now. I did my time around there working as a chef, and I love the cuisine. I love San Sebastian. We spent a lot of time eating, drinking, and being in San Sebastian for years before we even set up Donostia Social Club. I just love that style, and it was something I wanted to bring to the UK. And then street food, as obviously as you know how we started.
Yeah,
so
sure.
it was nice to do something different. And I love Spanish food. I love Spanish wine. I mean, especially because we get to explore the different regions of Spain. And obviously, we actually have our own import company as well. So we actually about 15 wines on our list. We actually import ourselves.
All right.
So we have that's DSC Imports. So we actually bring our own wines from Spain. So these are all wineries that have no representation in the UK. You'll find nowhere else in the UK. And we actually get to go over to Spain, different areas, different regions, try out new regions even for me, and then bring stuff back, which is truly.
You're living the dream.
Yeah, not always, but yeah, it certainly keeps us interested.
Okay. Where'd you go last?
We were in Rueda last.
Okay.
So yeah, a lot of Verdecos, Sauvignon Blancs, but a lot of that area they export wines to different regions. So we found some lovely Toro wines while we were there. We found some great Ruero wines while we were there, and some great winemakers doing different styles of wine. So
okay.
great
okay.
area.
And you got another trip lined up to Spain?
Yeah, we're at the moment, obviously, because we're opening a couple more tapas rooms.
It's hanging
back a little bit, and at this point, we're obviously it's a London Wine Fair next month. So there's a lot of they have a section of wineries that have no representation. So we'll go and see them and see what's around, and then maybe see what's going on and a different vibe from them and see where it's good to go and see next.
Okay. And so you just alluded to it. You've got more of Tapas Rooms opening up. So
yeah, we do.
Where are they going to be?
We have got one hopefully opening up next month or so at...
Okay. This is April, by the way, so sometime in May?
Yep, sometime in May. We're thinking the first couple of weeks in May. Obviously, things with lawyers at the moment, and we all know how that is. But yeah, Deptford Market Yard, which is SE8. So that's a really cool kind of up-and-coming area. Kind of suits... I mean, I like... South London, obviously I'm a South London boy. Obviously Brixton, Tooting, and places like that, obviously, really, I think, for the moment, as we're growing, I think to suddenly go to Hoxton or North London would be a mistake. I think having a South London kind of family, A, it's easier to oversee and look after and be part of. So at the moment we're looking at South London, so Deptford Market Yard. We've just solicitors, we've got another site in Landor Road, which is between Clapham North and Stockwell, which I'm really excited about, because it will be a home base, because it's a nice big site, and it'll be a home base for the import company. So the import company will have a base. Agent who runs it for me will have a place to work out of, we'll have a commercial kitchen in there, we'll have a tapas room at the front of it, be a great place for parties, events. Obviously we still do a lot of corporate events, a lot of catering with our street food van, so that will have a commercial kitchen in it, so we'll have a home base for that. So I'm just excited about having a little base.
And time frame for that?
I think in the next two and a half months. Okay. Yeah, that we'll get Deptford built, and then we will we'll plan with that. But it's because it's multifaceted, maybe a few of the facets will drop in first.
Okay. And how do you find people in general respond to the concept, Spanish food, Spanish wine? They know what they are. They educated customers?
I think people come in because they know, obviously a lot of people have been to Spain, let's be honest, and they've tried Spanish wine. And same when we were with the Basque stuff, I mean, people have tried Chacolí now and again, or know what a Pincho was. Yeah. So they would come in because it piqued their interest, because they've seen it on holiday. Here, they know Spain, they know the meats, they know the cheeses, they know wines to a certain degree, and from that point we can help them. We can show them, okay, you love Rioja, why not try such and such wine from a different area, why not try to go to Pendes, go up the mountains, try Capscanas, try something on that same taste kind of platform that you know you like. People say, oh, I like Rioja. I mean, Rioja's a region, it's not even a wine.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's, we get people's what they think, what, well, not what they think, they know what they do know, and just try and help them try different things, which is what exploring and tasting and being a chef or being in food is all about.
You get very reasonable prices. Like what, most wines here are five to maybe under five to just over £6, I think. Maybe fewer are a little more, but you know.
Yeah, for a glass, and obviously we also, obviously our drinking in price is at a certain level, even though it is quite cheap, but we also have takeaway prices. So our takeaway price for every single bottle on the range, so every 70 bottle you can have to take away, and compared to the drinking price, you're usually £8, £10, £12 cheaper. More on the higher wines, we want less of a margin on the more expensive wines, so people can actually try and take a bottle of something really special home and actually not pay through a nose for it.
Thank you.
That's
great. Pleasure. Yeah. Okay. So, well, how can people find out more about being able to explore what you do and your great sourcing?
Well, obviously, at the moment, you come down to the tapas room at Tooting Broadway Market, or you can go online at www.thetapasroom.co.uk.
Okay.
And and obviously, our new openings and stuff and what's coming up will also be on the website as well.
That's very exciting, Paul. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.